over time, what he created, the idea of utopian experience, actually became as equal a part of the founding of what we come to think of as America as the Puritans were. And much of the sexual revolution does, in fact, owe a great debt to that 80-foot maypole of Thomas Morton's that he brought over and stuck in the ground as almost a flag and dedication to American sexuality.
What's interesting about this sort of clash is that you are setting up this idea between sexual restraint and a lack of sexual restraint. In the American psyche, that's something that's kind of stuck with us to this day. Nowadays, there are far more Mordens around than there are Puritans. Whether or not that's a good thing, you know, is open to debate.
With our sex pioneers at odds from the start, it's no wonder America developed a complicated relationship with sex. Water cooler lowdown. For Puritans, withholding sex was grounds for divorce. Thomas Morton believes sex brought you closer to God. Today, 15% of married couples haven't had sex in a year, which may make them further from God and closer to divorce. Whether you're doing it or not, chances are your opinions on sex were founded in part by America's sex pioneers. Coming up...
Ben Franklin's sex drive actually helped save the American Revolution.
And later...
Howard even gets rid of the original director because there's just not enough cleavage. It's not sexy enough. How do we make this sexier?